This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. People filing for unemployment will no longer need a smartphone to verify their identity to the state. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports that should help address one barrier for those without access to technology who've been stuck waiting to receive benefits.
Unemployed Coloradans can now use a computer to verify their identity through the state's third-party software, ID.me. They still need a webcam, though. People said they were blocked from getting any money because of the stricter verification rules, but the state said they were necessary to prevent fraud. Colorado's unemployment agency says there's also been a significant decrease in wait times for those who need help from an actual agent. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State officials have closed a residential treatment center for troubled children after repeat violations. Ridgeview Youth Services Center, east of Denver, has had complaints about runaways and drug smuggling. The Colorado Sun reports residents were moved to other foster care placements last week. The University of Colorado Board of Regents have approved some tuition changes to fill ever-growing budget gaps. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Regents approved raising tuition for students in certain majors like natural sciences by about $3,500. That's tuition more than $14,000 a year. The bump would start in the fall of 2022. Current students have a four-year tuition guarantee, so it wouldn't affect them. Regents also increased resident tuition and mandatory fees by $500 each year for 3 years starting in 2022. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News.